Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
What does every grocery store aisle now have in common? Products that come in paper packaging. And we don't just mean the obvious ones like cereal boxes and juice cartons. From beauty products to boxed water, there are more opportunities to go papertarian than ever before. So why should you? Because paper comes from a renewable resource and can be recycled up to 7 times. Simply put, it's the smart choice for the environment. And it turns out, the easiest choice for you. Learn more at howlifeunfolds.com/papertarian.
Well, well, well. The All-Star break has come and gone. We're getting ready for the playoff push around the league. Games are about to start up. Here in the past, I guess they've already started up for you listening in the future. We're going to recap some of our favorite moments from the All-Star weekend. We're going to discuss the state of the, am I seeing this right, Lakers, and plenty more with singer, artist, NBA writer Claire DeLune on today's episode. I'm Jack O'Brien.
And this is Jabari in for Miles.
And this is Miles and Jack, and sometimes Jabari got mad.
Y'all got mad boosties.
He's
Doncic, deep three. Got it. And Luka Doncic hits 10K.
There you go.
Embiid driving, spinning, fading, hitting.
LeBron's got it with 5. He's going to try another 3. Mr. LeBron James.
Giannis with the take. Uh-oh, look out. Showtime. What you got, Giannis?
Blair, what's going on?
Hi, it's good to be back.
A returning champion, one of our faves. Great to have you back.
Thank you so much.
Your album dropped, Spirit of the Staircase.
It did, in November.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
The band is Tiny Deaths. I think I know what that's a reference to.
You do.
Naps. It's a reference to naps.
Right.
Because sleep is the cousin of death.
Yeah.
I thought it was every Laker loss.
Hey.
My bad.
This is a unbiased podcast, just 3 unbiased journalists kicking it around, have no, affinity for any particular NBA team. Before we get to the Lakers and just like what's going on around the league as we head into the playoff push, I did want to check in. How was everybody's All-Star weekend? Like, maybe we could open with the best thing you saw this whole weekend. Mine was, I think it was just like phone videos of Luka in warmups, doing those like half court
shots. That was
trick
crazy.
Shots.
That was the bounce when he called bounce and then it actually bounced in. I was like,
What
spell did you cast?
He is like truly a magician with the ball. Like I said that about people with ball handling, but his shot making is so, like, Jabari and I were talking about this earlier, that, you know, usually with great shooters, their shot generally, like, always looks the same. You know, they have a, like, Steph's shot, you just, like, know what it's going to look like, and you kind of know that the path the ball is going to travel.
Yeah.
Luka just can do also, it truly is like wizardry.
Yeah, it really is.
I don't like it. It freaks me out.
Got every shot.
I need him and Jokic to end up on the same team, both because they seem like they're good friends who enjoy each other's company, but also because they're the only two people in the league that I personally think have that in common, where it's like, it's not like you look like you know what you're doing. It's like you look like there was a magical spell cast. You had one wish and it was to be the best basketball player alive. And it came true. And now nothing can leave your hand without going in the hoop.
Yeah. Yeah, watch this.
I just have to say, for the rest of the basketball loving world that is not a Mavericks or Denver fan, why are you wishing this upon us? Because I can tell you right now, like, there are several combinations of players in the league that I absolutely don't want to see if it's not on my team, and that's pretty high up there.
Wait, I'm sorry. Isn't the implication always that every good player is going to end up playing for the Lakers? Obviously, Claire was implying that this would be with the Lakers, that they would be wearing the purple.
No, you know what? What I was revealing is my ultimate truth, which is that above any allegiance to any team or any fandom, I'm just a fan of excellence, guys. And I just want to see excellent basketball at the highest level. And also, I'm a fan of friendship. I think friendship is first and foremost my priority in this life. So I just want
to see Eastern
European. Yeah, I know. Some people do.
I'm anti-friendship.
Some people do. Yeah.
Yeah. And Luka's energy, like, he's winning me over. Like, he has, Jabari, you made the point that he has, like, some golden retriever energy to him. Like, he just, like, seems, he's just, like, kind of, like, bouncy.
I feel like he has mutt. He definitely has dog energy, but I feel like he has mutt energy.
Yeah. Yeah, just dog.
More than golden. Because I think he seems a little more like golden retrievers seem like there's just nothing going on behind the eyes in a way that's really charming. They're just sort of like, I'm just happy to be here.
Yeah.
Luka, like, no golden retriever would complain that much to a referee.
That's right.
I feel confident in that assertion.
Yeah.
He's got some terrier in him, I think, is my point.
Yeah, he reminds me of, like, when our dogs would, like, get to a yard after being cooped up too long and just, like, they're just psyched to be there and they're running around and having fun. But also they're complaining endlessly when they're not in the yard, you know? Like, they're
so just... Did you feel, because you said he's growing on you, did you feel, because I felt like, I'm a huge Luka fan. I love him. I love watching him. The All-Star game attitude, like, really irked me. It wasn't
his attitude in particular?
His in particular. It wasn't just him, but I felt like he was the worst about it because he didn't even really have, like, a moment in the game where he seemed like he gave a crap. And I feel at least some of the other players, they're like, all right, I'm going to, like, phone it in for 95% of this game, but I'm going to, like, do this one fun...
Do a cool thing,
...thing. And Luka was just like, I literally have... my Uber Black booked to the airport for 45 minutes from now. Are we done yet?
He was like, didn't you see what I did in warmups? That was cool.
Yeah, that was cool.
I'm done here.
Can you do the trick shot on the court, Luka? Is that so much to ask? Can you do something cool during the game?
It does make me want to, like, as shot making has entered, like, new levels of, like, greatness and also, like, new dimensions where people are just, like, making it from so far away. It does.
The
Dame
half court shot was really cool. I don't want to hear any hate about that. I
want
happy
more
to see
of that.
It.
Yeah.
More of that.
Because I feel it. It's a thing that is in my mind when I'm watching an NBA game is like, man, he could just, like, pull up from anywhere. Like, when are we going to just
see
Dame start doing that? Like, that's the offense.
Whereas Luka was like, I do not dream of labor, which, you know, I understand. But my favorite moment from All-Star Weekend. I love all the videos of people, of players with their kids. That's truly my Achilles. I feel like any video behind the scenes of a player with their child, like Damian Lillard's daughter taking his picture with a disposable camera, or Bam, like, messing with Jason Tatum's kid. I also really liked when LeBron was trolling Luka on the bench and talking about his first All-Star appearance. And he was like, yeah, it was 1968. It was me and Will Chamberlain. And I honestly wish there was more of that. Stuff.
Yeah.
That would be my number one. If I was named commissioner tomorrow, if Adam Silver was like, dude, I've had enough. I'm exhausted.
We're not, we're not sure that that's not going to happen. We can't say. Yeah.
It's hard to say. But
he's a listener, by the way.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Adam,
here's my pitch. No, well, as famously, I'm next in line to be NBA commissioner. So, yes. It's a matter of time.
Yeah.
I'm the Kendall Roy. That's not what you want to be at all.
No, not the Kendall Roy. You want to be the Tom Wamsgans.
I don't think that's what you want to be either, actually, come to think of it. Anyway, my first change would be that you could pay a premium package. You had to prove that you're over 18, but you could pay a premium package to hear a mic'd up alt cast of every NBA game. And like they could take turns making up different players on each team, like for a few minutes a game or whatever. But like the stuff they say on the bench, like the trash talk, I want to hear all of it. That is like one of the most fun parts of the game. And we don't get it except for in very small, very watered down doses. So I would love to hear more mic'd up.
It is what's great about basketball compared to other sports is that we just like get full access to their face, to like their personality on the court. They're just there fully for us to drink in. I didn't mean to make that sound that creepy, but if we got more access to the mic'd up stuff, that would be great. Sorry, but my pitch on the shot making though, like I know they did horse during the pandemic.
Loved it.
But, yeah, it was cool, but it wasn't like I feel like a like you know full packed house for a horse game between like Luka and Steph or something. You know, like somebody who's an amazing Steph and Dame and Luka.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like Jokic, like
I want to see that
weird shots. Like that would be so fun.
10 out of 10 would love to see a game of horse. More silliness. Can we have more silliness? Like just more silly games, more like just fun. I mean, I feel like make the skills challenge even weirder, make it even goofier. Rock I want people back. Having to hula hoop at half court before they try and pull up for a shot.
Yeah.
I just like bring me the hijinks.
Yes.
You know?
Same.
Be here for it. And
Jamari, what was your moment of the weekend?
I'm actually piggybacking on Claire's point. I am an absolute sucker. Jack and I discussed this before the show. I'm a sucker for any behind the scenes footage. I love seeing the old school footage. In fact, especially of the players. And the my best moment was when they showed Jaime Jaquez as a kid.
I loved that.
Dunking on the smaller court.
Yeah.
And his mom or whomever it was in the background asked, you know, like, who are you? And he's like, I'm Shaq. And then fast forward to, you know, this year's dunk contest. And, you know, I think, Jack, it was a point that you made, probably one of the best dunks of the night, if not the best dunk of the night. He's jumping over Shaq from
the
free throw line. So, you know, moments like that coming full circle and any of the behind the scenes stuff, that's my preference for sure.
That was my favorite dunk of the night. Like the fact that he windmilled. Jumped from distance, jumped
deeply
over Shaq.
Underrated dunk. I would both him and Jacob Toppin. I'm like justice for them because some of their dunks, like Jaylen Brown jumped over a guy who was like 5'2 on a good day sitting in a chair and got a 49. And JJJ, who I understand is not Jaylen Brown caliber of all-star, but he is he has been a starter for the most of the year for Miami. It's not like he's not a G leaguer, you know? And he was putting himself on the line as well to do the dunk contest and maybe should have gotten the benefit of the doubt with his scores as well. I thought, you know, like I heard a lot of talk about like, oh, well, Jaylen Brown, it's really good for the league to have stars of that caliber participating. And I'm like, it absolutely is. And I don't think they're wrong, but I think you could put Jaime Jaquez in the category of like a star that didn't really necessarily have that much to gain. Like he's a rookie, but he's in the top five, like rookie of the year conversation. So
yeah.
I thought that also, dunk was very underrated, I would say.
And just from a novelty perspective, it's the first time we've seen someone do a dunk that spectacular with like guy at a fish concert hair. And like, there's just that's unique. Like that's going to stick in my mind. Like those locks flowing behind him as he jumps over Shaq and windmills.
I decided what he looks like, because I've been trying to figure out, I'm like, what does he remind me of? He looks like a villain in like a early 2000s Western movie.
Yes. Yeah. He looks like he could be in the Cowboys, like the Tombstone bad guys.
Or like the Wild Wild West, like the Will Smith, Salma Hayek. Like, he looks like a villain in that.
Yes.
It's the facial hair more than the, like, the head of hair. The head of hair is just immaculate in any time, any era, any movie category.
Yeah.
The facial hair is giving early 2000s iteration of a Wild Western villain.
It's given Wiki Wild Wild, Wiki Wild Wild.
It's given Wiki Wild Wild West. He's
absolutely riding in on a wooden spider.
Yeah. all right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billing, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay. So you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. And retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, for product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And we're back. And it's a couple teams that are kind of heading into the All-Star break hot. I don't know. Who do we want to talk about, guys? Look at this. The Lakers are a little hot heading in. They're 7-3 over the last 10, 6-1 over their last 7. There's the stat about LeBron, AD, Reeves, D'Lo, each averaging 20 points and 5 assists for the month of February. How much has D'Lo been involved in the 6-1 run here?
I mean, he's been huge for them. I wouldn't say like this team lives and dies by D'Lo. I wouldn't go that dramatic because I do think when healthy, like they have enough depth to weather a bad D'Lo game here and there. But I would say that The alternate side of that coin is that him playing at his highest level, which I do think, like, this is D'Lo's ceiling. I don't think that there's another level for him to reach. I think D'Lo's been basically playing the best he can possibly play. He hit like a career high in assists the other night. I think it was like 17 or 18 assists in a game. He's been excellent, and that really raises their ceiling as a team. Like, if D'Lo is the best D'Lo he can be, the Lakers' ceiling goes from like struggling in the play-in to like maybe can make some noise in the playoffs for sure, especially with a healthy LeBron and a healthy AD. So I think that it's been hugely impactful. I also think, to your point about some of the names you rattled off, what do you know when you actually play the starting lineup from the Western Conference Finals last year? Good things happen, it turns out. And it took a good, you know, 4 or 5 months for that to become the starting lineup, but it's almost as if the thing that worked last year works. So
could work again? Crazy. Nah.
Almost as if, like, if you have Rui in a starting, you know, situation, he's going to absolutely play like a, you know, championship level role player, you know, can play.
Yeah. Far be it from me to, you know, try and cosplay as an NBA coach, but I feel like if something worked a few months ago and all those people are still healthy, it might be worth a try because it might work again. It's just kind of like a pretty foolproof thesis.
Yeah.
I agree.
So, yeah.
Do you think they need to like find a way to claw their way out of the play-in situation, or does it matter as long as those guys, as you just mentioned, are healthy?
I mean, I think when you're arguably, I mean, I would say actually this year, Anthony Davis is pretty solidly their best player. But when there's an argument that could be made that your best player is turning 40 this year, I think it's always good to play less games versus more games. I think that's just like a generally good rule of thumb. That being said, like, weirdly, matchup wise for the Lakers, I think some of their better matchups are going to end up towards the top of the Western Conference as far as like who they match up well against.
I think Thunder,
like the Thunder, the Timberwolves. I think that those teams are like a lot of what the Timberwolves have been dominating based on is their size. They're huge and dominant, especially defensively. And the Lakers are one of the only teams in the West that has that size and that length to match up with them. So I feel like that's actually a good matchup for the Lakers. And then like the Thunder alternately are very small by design. Like that's kind of, they're small. That's how the team is set up. And then the Lakers' size can kind of like combat that well. Also, the Lakers have a ton of playoff experience. The Thunder have no playoff experience. But then once you get into the play-in and like also into like maybe what's going to end up being like the 4, 5, 6 seed, you get the Phoenix Suns, you get the Warriors, you get some teams that can exploit the Lakers' weaknesses and also can do things that they can't do, aka like consistently shoot well from beyond the arc. So
I should mention the Warriors, that the Warriors, so Lakers and a bunch of other teams are 7-3 over the last 10. The best record in the league over the last 10 is Cleveland in the Eastern Conference, but a lot of teams in the West are 7-3 over the last 10. You got the Wolves, you got the Clippers, you got the Suns, the Pelicans, the Mavs, the Lakers, but the best record in the West, Golden State Warriors, 8-2, they're starting to put some momentum together.
They're coming.
I mean, is it just Draymond being back and like kind of locked in? What do we think's going on?
I think it's the same. I would say it's a very similar thing to what's transpiring for the Lakers, which is that it's an alchemy of a lot of different things starting to break right. Like Andrew Wiggins has been playing better. Klay has been playing better. Draymond is back, which then unlocks Steph Curry. Kuminga went through a weird little phase earlier this year where he was throwing a tantrum about his minutes and that kind of created some rifts, but now he's playing better and he's getting more minutes. I also think that for both the Warriors and the Lakers, it was super impactful to have the trade deadline come and go, because I think there were a lot of guys on both of those teams that were just sort of like waiting, trembling in a corner, waiting for their names to be called to get shipped to Detroit or like Chicago or whatever. And those guys all know their jobs are safe, at least through the rest of the year. And so I think that was really impactful for both of those teams. But I think for the Warriors, as well as the Lakers, like it is like an alchemy of a bunch of things starting to click. And I just don't understand how people can watch the horror movie of like LeBron James and Stephen Curry every single playoffs since I was like in college, and like what they're capable of in a postseason setting, and have been writing them off in like December, January. I just couldn't be me. Wouldn't be me.
Right.
Folks get bored. You know? If folks get bored and they always want to, you know, move on to the next win. It's like, yeah, the next, it is good to, you know, represent them and the, and to acknowledge them, but LeBron and, you know, LeBron and Steph are not going anywhere anytime soon, or at least not going anywhere right
now. We've seen this movie before.
Yep.
Like so many times.
They are sitting at 9-10. They're sitting at the very bottom of the play-in picture.
I don't think that's going to be true. But my personal opinion is that by the time the playoffs come, I would imagine that those two teams are at least maybe like 7-8, 8-9, somewhere in. They're going to be they're going to make the play-in. This is not a hot take.
No, I agree.
Most likely to be leapfrogged, and you know what? This is official, so we're gonna hold you to this. Yeah. Dallas, Sacramento, and New Orleans, of those teams, which are most likely to be leapfrogged?
I feel like Sacramento just does not have it together this year. It's weird because like their two best players are playing really well and have all year long. Also, Malik Monk, front runner for Sixth Man of the Year. So it's not like their best, most impactful players aren't playing well. There's just something off about this team. And I know that's like, they don't pay you the big bucks to be like, I don't know, bro, vibes are just off. But like, it's just, I just don't see it for them this year. I think they'll obviously make the playoffs or play in, but I just don't, this isn't the year that they get over the hump of the first round. I really don't believe that. And then New Orleans, I just don't trust their health. I just think they've been quite unlucky over the years with health, and for this year so far, all for all intents and purposes, like relatively healthy, and they still, I think, are trying to figure it out. I feel like if they have anybody miss a significant amount of time down the stretch, it would be really easy for them to plummet. Cause I think Zion, like them starting to figure out how to incorporate Zion into what they're doing down there, is a huge part of their success right now. And if Zion, you know, lands funny, like God forbid, on an ankle or something like that, like I think I could see them plummeting for sure.
Yeah. There's
just, yeah.
I mean,
it does feel like it. I don't know. I'm of the mind of like, yeah, but what if not? What if Zion stays healthy?
They're the most unpredictable team in the West, I think, Like, they're the team where I'm just like, I don't know what to make of this team. Like, they can be really good. They also got blown out by 40 points by the Lakers in Vegas for the in-season tournament and looked like a relegation team. Like, their ceiling is so high and their floor is so low. And I feel like it's so hard to predict what's going to happen with them. With Dallas, to your point, the third team you mentioned, I feel like the opposite for them. Like, I feel like they might climb the standings because they were missing Kyrie Irving for like a really significant chunk of this season. And if they can have him healthy and Luka healthy, like, I don't think we've seen the ceiling of that team. I don't want to see that team in a playoff series if I'm anybody.
They seem like they're the Lakers this year, of like the team that did a few kind of smaller things through the trade deadline that are really like kind of
really good. Honestly, I think so. I wrote a trade deadline winners and losers piece. Like, it was an instant reaction. So like night of the trade deadline, and I didn't have Dallas listed under my winners. And I kind of regret that. I feel like Gafford was big for them. Like, I feel like they did exactly right at the trade deadline. Yeah, and it just wasn't like splashy, but it was meaningful.
Yeah. Other big news out of Lakerland, LeBron says he is 50-50 on whether he'll want a farewell tour. I think that is 54-50, like 50 out of 50, aka 100%, or 50 plus 50.
Yeah, add it to the memes. Add it to the stack of LeBron cap memes.
Yeah.
I love LeBron. I'm like the biggest LeBron fan. I really love him. He has, rightfully so, cultivated a bit of a reputation as someone who maybe is prone to embellish, prone to tell a white lie here and there. I can understand like him not wanting to be like, when I'm going to retire, you'll know. And like not wanting to lock him into that, because what if he gets like a horrible injury, God forbid, and it's just not worth it for him to ramp back up at 40 years old. So I understand like leaving room. However, health notwithstanding, there is no universe in which LeBron James is not. Are you kidding me? Yeah. There's no way he's not having a farewell tour. It's going to be like there's going to be pyrotechnics. Like, this is going to be the farewell tour to end all farewell tours.
His farewell tour is going to have the Van Halen rider, where it's like, all right, I need all green M&Ms.
Yeah, literally. We love LeBron because he's a messy bee who lives for drama. That is part of his appeal. There's no way he's going to go quietly into the dark night. Like, it's just not going to freaking happen.
He's going to come riding a lion like Katy Perry in that Super Bowl halftime.
You heard it here first. When LeBron retires, you will know for a long time.
It's not just going to be like, wake up. Oh, hey, by the way.
Oh, LeBron retired? Wow, that's wild.
It's going to be like, oh my God. And every broadcast is going to be like, the last time LeBron James plays in Oklahoma City. The last time LeBron takes a plane from Oklahoma City to Houston. Like, you're never going to hear the end of it.
And I'm gonna drink it all in.
And I'm going to be crying all year long because I am not ready.
No. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk Bucks and we'll do the rapid fire round of questioning. We'll be right back.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, think I could eat that slice of pizza in under 30 seconds? I know I did. If you have, then you're going to love Pick 6, the new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they'll have more or less of a stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and more. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use code DKHOOPS for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's code DKHOOPS only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including, but not limited to, Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Picasso knows your vacation home is your best home. It's the place that brings family and friends together. It's where you're the best version of yourself. Picasso makes it easy to co-own a luxury vacation home in amazing locations. Listings start at $200,000 for 1/8 ownership. Picasso does the hard parts for you. Luxury furnishings, maintenance, billings, scheduling, and more. With a home management team that provides support before, during, and after your stay, so you can focus on the relaxing, hosting, and making memories with family and friends. And you can resell on Picasso's marketplace anytime, historically for a 10% gain. With Picasso, you can stop saying someday and start building family traditions today in a vacation home you own and revisit time after time. Visit Picasso.com today to see thousands of luxury vacation home listings. That's PACASO.com.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity. It's designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals to help cover unexpected expenses, plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. In other words, it's like getting a paycheck for life. We'll say that again. A paycheck for life. Guaranteed. Sounds too good to be true? It's not. It's the Parity Flex annuity. And it's one more example of their commitment to creating a better financial future for women. One where they feel empowered, not excluded, and ready to take on whatever their next chapter holds. Gainbridge believes financial flexibility and security are things we all could use more of. At retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Who's with us? Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Please visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
And we're back. And wanted to check in with the Bucks because heading into the All-Star break, they had a couple good wins. I mean, the big one, they played the Nuggets. They played really well. They beat the Nuggets pretty soundly. They looked good on defense. But overall, since they let Adrian Griffin go, it's been a real adjustment period. And I don't know. I mean, that sometimes that happens. You know, sometimes you need to get the new system in place. You need to get the chemistry right. Usually it doesn't last quite this long. And Yeah, I'm just, they are probably the team I'm most intrigued to see. Like, it, that feels like it could, similar to what you were saying with the Pelicans, feels like it could go in wildly different directions. I would be surprised if it like continued on this path of, you know, being 3-7 over the last 10, including a 26 point loss to the Heat. I would be surprised if that keeps up, but I don't know. It could, obviously, because they haven't quite figured out what's going on.
Yeah, a few things with the Bucks. Thing number one, I think Doc has rightfully been taking a lot of heat for just his tendency to deflect, his absolute reticence to accept any responsibility.
Claire, I wouldn't wish this job on my worst enemy.
Your worst enemy. I wouldn't wish a job taking over for a team that somehow has a championship expectation, but also no expectations at the same time. Like, yeah, that job must suck. Like, what are you talking? This is the best job. Obviously, this isn't the beginning of him not taking responsibility. This is like dates back to many years of his career. He literally makes it sound like the Bucks made him do this job at gunpoint. Like, it's crazy. You could just say no, bro. Like, you could just say no. There's like lots of other people who would have wanted this job. That being said, the Bucks are interesting to me because I think in a playoff setting, as we know, the margins of playoff games are one that's like, do you have the guy on your side who can just make it happen when everything else breaks down, when all the plans fall by the wayside, when the defenses break down? Like, do you have the guy that can just go ISO and just like get you a magical shot? And Damian Lillard is that guy, and that's why they added him. I just don't think, like, to me, this is a team built on a very unstable foundation, which is that this man did not want to go there. And he made his desire. First of all, this man wanted to stay in Portland. Let's be abundantly clear. What happened was he signed an extension because he planned to retire a Trailblazer, because they had promised him, like, if you sit out the rest of the season, even though you're not really injured, we're going to get a high draft pick that we can then trade to get you some help over here in Portland. And we're going to make a run of it because you just had the best year of your career statistically and you deserve help. Then they found out that they could get Scoot Henderson at that number three pick, and they felt like they had hit the lottery because they thought he was going to be like the next face of the Trailblazers, and they reneged on that offer. And that's when Dame demanded a trade. Understandably so. And because he had put in, you know, like, he got his little plaque and like trip to Bermuda because he'd put in however many years with the company, he's like, I'd like to go to Miami. And they didn't send him there. And in my opinion, the package they got back for him, you know, through a multi-team trade with the Bucks, not much better, I don't think, than what they could have gotten from Miami, at least if they had been willing to involve a third team. So this team was built on all of that baggage, all of that drama happening. And then Dame coming to Milwaukee and being like, well, I'm going to try and make the best of it. Like, Giannis is great. This is like a pretty good situation, all things considered. But it's not like he was like, Milwaukee's where I want to be. You know, this is where I want to go. And so I feel like they got off on a weird foot. There was weird vibes from the jump because everyone knew, he made it very public, that he wanted to go to not just another team, but like a rival Eastern Conference team to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah.
And I also think that like his skill set, like Drew Holiday, I think is more of a two-way player than Damian Lillard. I don't think that's like controversial to say. And they made a lot of changes that I think, similar to the alchemy that we were talking about in these other teams, it's like a lot of things had to go right for them to be good. A few different dominoes fell for the Bucks that are putting them in a really weird spot. They hired a first-time head coach at the same time as they basically like completely changed how their offense was going to revolve. It was totally heliocentric around Giannis. Now all of a sudden it's like you have a second superstar that it needs to revolve around too. And they laid that in the lap of a first-year head coach who I think was just clearly in over his head. I don't think he was doing a very good job. And at the same time, you have, you know, Brooke Lopez starting to age and like not be able to maybe do some of the stuff that he was able to do. And the rest of the East, some of the East got a little better. Yeah. So personally, like going into the season, I was really optimistic about the Bucks. I don't think they're going to like bottom out by any means. I don't think they're going to win the championship this year. Yeah. I don't think that's like super controversial to say. It's just, I honestly take several Eastern Conference teams above them right now, even though in the standings they're higher.
Yeah.
So this is why we have folks that, you know, that are as bright as Claire on, because she eloquently put it. I'm just going to say they're going to do the Doc special. They'll be done in the second round once again.
The second round is tricky. As a Sixers fan, I can tell you the second round is tricky. Claire, we've got time for two rapid fire questions for you.
Okay, let's do it.
This is just you don't think you just fire it back right at us. Chest pass back. You ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Jabari, you want to go first? You want me to go first?
Why don't you go first, Jack?
All right. Greatest Lakers player ever and most underrated Lakers player of your fandom. Go.
That is such a hard question. That's like the worst rapid fire question ever. Yep. Okay, greatest Lakers player ever. Oh my God, it's like painful. I'm going to go Kobe, even though Magic Johnson's right there. My favorite Lakers player of my tenure, are you joking? LeBron James. Like what? What?
And the most underrated Lakers player of your family?
Most underrated?
Yeah.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Wow.
Hey, seriously. I still want KCB back.
Championship maker.
That's right.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
100%.
Most underrated by Lakers fans? LeBron James would be my answer, by the way.
That is true. And I don't really identify with the Lakers fandom in that way. So
Yeah, no.
But you're right.
It's not all of us, but there are some of us that are very off when it comes to being balanced when it comes to discussing the NBA. All right.
Discussing the GOAT.
Keeping it going. You said two, Jack. All right. Who is the most underrated NBA social media follower?
Ooh.
I mean, not currently on this, you know, show with you.
Right. Obviously, the answer would be us.
No, I'm just kidding.
All three of us.
Underrated. I think Jasmine Watkins. I don't think she's particularly underrated because like she does have a decent amount of followers, but people like other media companies lift her content and like use her ideas constantly. So just based on like dollars and cents, I feel like she's literally underrated.
I wasn't following her, so now I'm following her. And now she's no longer underrated. She's
a former guest, I think two time even.
Yeah. Absolutely. One of the best. Well, Claire, what a pleasure having you on.
What a pleasure being here. That was so much fun.
I got my boosties. Where can people find you, hear you, all that good stuff?
Well, they can find me on Twitter at Claire MPLS, CLAIREMPLS, or on The Guardian, Claire DeLune. I write for The Guardian about the NBA. Or if you want to hear me sing, you can hear my music. I go by Tiny Deaths for my musical project, and that's on wherever you stream music.
There you go. Thank you so much for doing it. Jabari, where can they find you?
At Jabari Davis NBA, pretty simple.
I'm at Jack underscore O'Brien. And you can look for hashtag my boosties for updates on the show. Shout out to listener Gritzy Ross, who is doing the booking for us. Reached out to Josh Gondelman and said, please go back on hashtag my boosties. He said, absolutely not. That show is amateur. No, he said, I'd go back anytime. I had such a good time.
He's the nicest human that's ever existed. I love him so much.
And he'll be on in 3 weeks.
Really? All right. I'm going to see him next week in New York.
Hey. Well,
let him know we said hi. And thank you for doing it, Claire.
Thank you.
We are back next week with more Mad Boosties, and we will talk to you all then. Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.